Commentary from Matthew Henry. Commentary on the whole Bible 1706, 1721. The first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. The Corinthian church contained some Jews, but more Gentiles, and the apostle had to contend with the superstition of the one and the sinful conduct of the other. The peace of this church was disturbed by false teachers who undermined the influence of the apostle. Two parties were the result, one contending earnestly for the Jewish ceremonies, the other indulging in excesses contrary to the gospel, to which they were especially led by the luxury and the sins which prevailed around them. This epistle was written to rebuke some disorderly conduct of which the apostle had been apprised, and to give advice as to some points wherein his judgment was requested by the Corinthians. Thus the scope was twofold. 1. To apply suitable remedies to the disorders and abuses which prevailed among them. 2. To give satisfactory answers on all the points upon which his advice had been desired. The address and Christian mildness yet firmness with which the apostle writes and goes on from general truths directly to oppose the errors and evil conduct of the Corinthians is very remarkable. He states the truth and the will of God as to various matters with great force of argument and animation of style,